5 of the Tour of Britain. You were a bit of a last-minute replacement for Kamano. Was it a shock to come to the Tour, or had you prepared for it? Or
I was kind of ready for it, but unfortunately for Iker, he got a bad knee, and then I got the call the Thursday, like 2 days before the race. But yeah, I was it's really bad for Kamano getting a bad knee, but I was made up to be riding my own race, like especially with a stage so close to where I live, stage two.
Like I say, the team's actually really gelled well together and it's working really hard, and you look like you're achieving all your objectives so far.
I think so, yeah. Like Bibby's done an awful lot of riding for, I know we're 5 days in, but I think that takes out here, but we've been doing what we can for the sprint for Russ, and then the main thing is keeping JT out of trouble, and I've just been doing what I can for that.
Like I say, was that your role then, was to sort of like look after JT? I saw you today when Russ crashed, you were taking him back to the bunch.
Yeah, just stuff like that, and then it all seemed to happen today. Like Russ had a bad crash, got him back, and then JT punctured, he was getting bottles and that, and then we did a bit of riding. But yeah, it was just tough, but it's just the case of keeping JT out of the wind, so he has to do as least bottle possible because he's that good at climbing. So
the idea is delivering him to the bottom of the climbs, when the climbs take off proper, which is going to be tomorrow, really.
Yeah, so like, yeah, in a good position. You know, like, as in, not as in, like, first in the bunch, as in, there's not a group up the road, or I've not missed any big splits in the wind or anything like that.
So basically, you guys have been having to sort of, like, watch all the splits and making sure that you're in the right place at the right time.
Well, just trying our best to, yeah.
So has it been good, you know, because we've seen the crowds on the side of the road.
Oh, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so I did the Tour of Britain, like, when I was first year, under 23, like, 4 years ago. And the difference between then and now is amazing. It's class. It is good when you go through the crowds and they're all shouting. It's like a good atmosphere and it's like a proper race, isn't it?
What's it like, though? Because like most of the names being shouted out are Cav and Brad.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like you guys are just there as the supporting act.
Oh, well, if you just pretend your name's that for the day, you're all right, aren't you? But no, it's like, yeah, everyone shouts Cav and Wiggle, but so they should, like. And then Team Sky.
But Endura have been sort of like been up there with Sky and actually sort of dictating the race at some point as well, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, they just, well, they've got the world champion and the Tour de France winner, so if people don't shout them on, it's something wrong in there. But then when we get to these stages later on, hopefully JT can.
But I say you guys aren't shabby either, because I mean, you've had a great year. You've had some pretty good successes on the continent.
Yeah, yeah. Just quite a bit off the Tour de France, isn't it? But no, I've had an alright year. Consistent.
You know, you're relatively young though, aren't you?
I mean, yeah.
You've got years ahead of you yet.
Yeah, but it's good for, I think it's good that